Multi-million dollar ad campaign targets Democrat dark money, radical Biden officials. By Wendell Hasebo on February 18, 2021. Conservative organizations launched a more than $2 million ad buy Thursday, arguing that President Joe Biden's call for unity is undercut by his policies and personnel bent on imposing an extreme liberal agenda. A coalition of conservative organizations, led by Judicial Crisis Network, Heritage Action for America, and Americans for Public Trust, say, Biden's policies and personnel have direct ties to left-wing dark money groups such as Arabella Advisors. The latter spent millions to get Biden elected. The three ads focus on Vinita Gupta, Biden's nominee for Associate Attorney General, the number three position at the Department of Justice, Xavier Becerra, Biden's nominee to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, and several dark money groups promoting these appointees and policies. The coalition is attacking Gupta for her clear support of communities moving to defund their police departments, in which she stated police reform alone is not enough. She is also highlighted for reducing punishments for violent criminals, including white supremacists and terrorists. See the Gupta ad below. Xavier Becerra is the second target for the coalition, highlighting his lawsuit against the Little Sisters of the Poor, an organization that exists to care for the poor elderly, over their religious opposition to the contraception mandate. The ad also says Becerra supports a socialist single-payer health insurance system and decriminalization of illegal immigration. See the Becerra ad below. The third ad attacks liberal dark money groups led by Arabella Advisors, who use their influence to stalk Biden's administration with left-wing activists. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain was a leader at the Dark Money CAP Action Fund before joining the administration. CAP received millions through the Arabella Network. Biden advisor Gina McCarthy led the Dark Money Natural Resources Defense Council before taking over domestic policy. NRDC received millions through the Arabella Network. Biden's EPA nominee Michael Regan also worked at the Environmental Defense Fund for years. EDF, another dark money project, received millions through the Arabella Network. See the dark money ad here.